The metaverse will bring whole new dimensions in how to make money. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim. The metaverse, that alternate reality that we'll soon be able to escape to whenever we want. First, there has to be something there, though. That world building is happening right now. Tech companies are in a race to make the metaverse in their own images so that they can take our future dollars. Facebook recently announced it was even changing its name to Meta to reflect its focus on that space. We spoke with Dean Takahashi, who writes about gaming for VentureBeat. He said it's now getting clear just how seriously tech giants have been working to build up the future of the metaverse.
You know, there was a startup called Magic Leap that was focusing on augmented reality, which is a part of this metaverse problem. And they were investing a couple billion dollars and hired 2,000 people for it. And people were making fun of them as if they were, you know, like in a fantasy land. And then it turns out that Facebook is investing on the order of $10 billion a year to do this. And it's hiring 10,000 people in Europe for this purpose. And so it turns out that Magic Leap wasn't investing enough, and that the big tech companies like, you know, Apple and Microsoft and Google and Facebook, now Meta, we're all taking this very seriously as well and pouring lots of money into it. And we just didn't know it.
So for us consumers, what are the shiny objects we should keep an eye out for?
It could go in two different directions. I mean, there are companies like, say, Niantic, which is making Pokemon Go, that want to see this become a much more mobile metaverse. And so, like, you layer in some animated worlds or reality on top of the regular reality and roam around this world with your mobile devices. And so that's one vision for it. But the other is more like virtual reality or sitting at your desktop and, you know, absorbing things through your hands and, you know, even smelling things. And that kind of metaverse is something that you'll feel like you're inside a world, and it'll be immersive and give you the sense of presence, like you've been transported someplace else. And so that's sort of the deeper version of the metaverse. So there's kind of like a metaverse light and a metaverse deep.
What are the stakes here?
Well, I think if you're investing that much money, on the order of $10 billion a year, then you basically see the opportunities are huge. I mean, like, the gaming market itself is $175 billion a year and in revenue. And so there's that, but all these other markets, you know, sort of would become part of the metaverse, like they'd be absorbed. So like music in the metaverse, lots of different industries could sort of be channeled through metaverse to get to consumers. I think that's what's at stake, the direct relationship with all the consumers in the world.
Dean Takahashi writes for VentureBeat. And now for some related links. If you're still confused about just what the metaverse is, the Wall Street Journal has a neat little feature explaining it. Lots of pictures, not all of them are from Ready Player One, thank goodness. Yeah, I said it, and I meant it. Meta, remember that's Facebook's new name, recently unveiled a prototype of a glove that uses air pulses and tubes to make it feel like you're actually touching the stuff you see in VR and AR. Well, almost immediately, they were accused of stealing the tech. The company Haptex released a statement saying Meta's glove appears, quote, substantively identical to Haptex's patented technology. The company says it looks forward to reaching a fair and equitable arrangement with Meta. Finally, Dean mentioned Niantic as one of the companies looking to shape the augmented reality side of the metaverse. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spoke with the CEO of Niantic not too long ago. We've got the link to what is possibly the best headline Marketplace has ever written. Augmented reality may change how we see the world. Until then, we have Pokemon. Nice. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.